From Washington, this is VOA News. Commerce sees aid searchers in the Air Asia recovery, and Taiwan's ex-president gets medical parole. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Search and recovery teams took advantage of calmer seas Monday to expand the hunt for wreckage and victims of a passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea on December 28th. As the search efforts entered a ninth day, recovery teams took advantage of calmer seas to expand the hunt for the wreckage of victims of Flight 8501, which went down with 162 people on board. Bad weather for the last week has hampered search and recovery efforts. Former Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian left prison Monday on medical parole after several years due to declining health. Mr. Chen had served less than a third of his prison term. Ralph Jennings reports.
Taiwan's ex-president Chen Shui-bian left prison Monday for his family's home in South Taiwan. He was 6 years into a 20-year sentence for bribery, money laundering, and other corruption-related charges. His lawyer, Shi Yilin, said he had developed severe depression and incontinence, among other ailments. When in office from 2000 to 2008, Mr. Chen made a name for distancing self-ruled Taiwan from China, which claims the island as its own. In 2009, a court convicted Mr. Chen of graft-related charges involving $20 million, making him Taiwan's first ex-president to serve time for crimes in office. Mr. Chen disputes all charges, calling them part of a political plot. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
And Sierra Leone Sunday announced new Ebola screening measures at the Freetown International Airport after two workers contracted the virus. VOA News. Saudi officials say a suicide bomber has killed two border guards and wounded a third in an attack near the Iraqi border. The Interior Ministry said the attack early Monday in Arar began with a bomber and another terrorist shooting at a border patrol. The guards returned fire, killing one person before the bomber detonated his explosives. Meanwhile, no immediate claim of responsibility has been done. Saudi Arabia has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition carrying out airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Since late September, U.S. and Saudi forces, along with those from Jordan, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, have conducted more than 600 airstrikes targeting the militants who took over large areas in Syria and Iraq. South Korea has called new U.S. financial sanctions against North Korea appropriate, while Pyongyang described them as counterproductive. VOA's Victor Beatty reports that President Obama's executive order on Friday, targeting three North Korean entities and 10 individuals after a cyber attack on Sony Pictures that Washington blames on North Korea.
A South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Monday said Seoul considers the new sanctions an appropriate measure. However, he declined to say how it might impact the North-South relationship. On Sunday, North Korea denounced the U.S. action as a hostile act aimed at saving face, despite what the statement called international skepticism over the results of a U.S. investigation that blames the North for the November cyber attack on Sony Pictures. Pyongyang has offered to conduct a joint investigation with the United States into the hacking, which resulted in the publication of sensitive information and the loss of revenue for the media company. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
A suicide car bomber in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Sunday killed at least four people and wounded several others in an attack that apparently targeted U.S.-trained force. The security minister said the attack occurred in the Waberi district near the international airport. He said officials knew the attack was pending and the blast took place during a pursuit of a vehicle. Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. Israel is weighing more steps to punish the Palestinians for their efforts to join the International Criminal Court, even as it froze $125 million in tax revenue it collects for them. The Palestinian bid to join the court could lead to war crime charges against the Jewish state. The new U.S. Congress convenes Tuesday with Republicans controlling both the House of Representatives and the Senate. The incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Sunday that just because Americans voted for a divided government does not mean it will lead to gridlock. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
Some are all Western, some are all traditional. Yeah, anything goes.
I prefer wearing traditional clothing to church than Western clothing as casual.
You know, it depends on the environment where you are in. You know, well, for me, actually, I'm a fashionista because I love... At time, actually, depend where you wear your clothes. At time, actually, it might be you are going for like, marrying ceremonies or something, then you need to wear in your culture. And there are some other occasions where, like, if you're going for clubbing, you don't need to wear this one for your culture. Then you need to wear in a different way, yeah.
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youths, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Bonjour, Kakwe mino kono.
Shi kono jono.
Kakwe boni mi chwala mi dami.
Kono jono.
Ulega jimi shika ne jushika. Lo mi shika ne jushika. Kakwe boni mi chwala mi dami.
Kono jono.
Ule noni hewani china ba shi sikli. Ne akwe jay. Adu shi klete na wa.
No akwe chwa mwe.
Ule noni hewani china ba shi sikli. Ne akwe jay.
Agama, oh, you get your own, why you won't cost me, boss me, force me to take away what you want. Make somebody talk to Ramo. Hey. Agama, oh, you get your own, get your own, why you won't cost me, boss me, force me to take away what you want. Life gets so many roots. Choose one way could give you fruit. Brother, we have suffered all.
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix.
much for seeing you, baby. But
to the south and the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Hi, this is Emerson from Sierra Leone inviting you to listen to the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Oh, na, na, na.
Baby, I surrender. Love, money, and respect, these things I need. You are number one in my agenda. What I need is a girl in my life, someone that I could call my wife. Someone to be my baby, love me for real. Some pretty girl with a fixed meal. If you've been paying attention, you will know my intentions. Hold me now and believe I'm that guy in your dreams. I'll be nice to you. I'll tell the lies to you. Whenever I get close to you, my emotions get wild. And I hear the yes reply. That love me, you can't deny. Baby, I'm all here for you tonight.
About you, I confess that I admire. Root for when we make you emperor in my empire. Giving it up in every day, trust me, I never
hear it. You're only pulling up in life. That's all really what I'm feeling. Be real, what I'm feeling. You've been hosting. Man, I'm gonna make a sacrifice. No, I'm not gonna do and then I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go. I never read it. Don't be me, because I've become a big way. Baby, girl, I you are gonna make my day.
Baby, it's beautiful. Oh,
Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all the points in between on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Pedindo There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Sadly, sexual attacks on women occur in many circumstances in many communities, and the victims are not at fault. Sexual violence is a serious crime. Individuals that have been attacked should seek immediate medical attention. In addition to pregnancy, there are psychological dangers and the risk of sexually transmitted diseases such as HIV. That's why victims should seek medical help immediately. Physical and psychological trauma must both be treated quickly. It's also important that people do not blame the victims. Hopefully, with family and community support, the healing can begin.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
From Niger to Bongo, the African music mix.
esta mañana y los pájaros cantan una canción de amor. El cielo está claro esta mañana y los pájaros cantan una canción de amor. Vuela, mariposa de colores, volando por los aires, mi canto llevarás. Vuela, buscando libertad, por tierras extrañas, un amor encontrarás. Está claro esta mañana y los pájaros cantan una canción de amor. El cielo está claro esta mañana y los pájaros cantan una canción de amor. Vuela buscando libertad, por tierras extrañas un amor encontrarás. Vuela buscando libertad, por tierras extrañas un amor encontrarás.
Proof positive that the best things in life are free. Just tune your dial to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Fleur de mon cœur, racine de ma vie. Lo wax lolula soxla wul sama avis. Mingi tuddu chéri sant boy. Moy sama lune sam mom damay soy.
I'm so chéri boy mou lay la nex na lo. Oh, nex na lo. Little boy dombe dombe. I'm so shitty boy, moving on, let me go. Oh, let me go.
Nyatay se ki chato te amunyu lulene. Tu khalis du tar mbegel rek modu je. Lilen bole dom ya iset hat ko. Mbegel la wala vis kingay andal kholat ko. Yo, repeat say but the hall, fechel de glusa hall, mbegel deskoy bay deskoy bay deskoy bay ni abtol, maki oba kukuriko, lo johon matagalako, pick up pen sartahul nyun yar nu daddy tagaliko, poor man aduna bi yo rek le, batah na soma mere hamga ni nyo pulai tough. Liñu dundu mak yow du lu ndaw nañu muslu ci chat ndax te chat dafa gaw.
I'm so shitty boy, mule la nex na lo. Oh, nex na lo.
Brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
The remix. We hulu.
Just merciful and wonderful and for them, but me say that is available. Yeah. He said this and this is special that for me sin. Me have to say that I ain't really suffer. The man who no sacrifice all he had for me and you again. Me have to say that me just really do not cry. When I'm in a pick about telling me no way, I just call you brother and sister. We got to come together, then I listen to what you say. Me have to say this is the man who can work on the water. Jesus Christ who not die for you and me. Me have to say that that is the only thing. Me have to say that I'm gonna just allow you till the end.
Wanga papa venyanga, wanga mama venyanga, wanga bana venyanga, wanga papa venyanga, wanga mama venyanga, wanga bana venyanga.
I tell you are better than the rest. Like Tina Turner, me say you're simply the best. Me love how you bless, me love all your ways. Me put you through the test and you're my just the best. According to the doctor, you are better than the rest. Like Tina Turner, me say you're simply the best. Me love how you bless, me love all your ways. Me put you through the test and you're my just the best. I don't know what to say, oh, cause everything of you is for the God. Me say now that you are great, you are merciful, you are wonderful. I don't know what to say, cause everything you do is good. I take me with your Lord, I just need you now. I just
Samson, give me wisdom like the one Solomon. Every time me have to say me call you. I'm gonna need that you, man, I just think about you. The belief of Jesus Christ, they came missing. I'm not thinking about him in the shout and amen. I'll never regret what division me not check. They come and say that to you, and I just send that for me and you.
Papa
bringing you near what you long to hear. The Africa Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Good for thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Liberian,
my
tell me why.
Why.
I want to know
why.
Can you Bishop Paul, dear Francis, and begin to put first the peace, unity, stability, and prosperity of Liberia. I know you love Liberia, and since you love Liberia, please give her peace. If you love
think. People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youths, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay. But not on day-to-day, everyday life. They look to be, everyone will look at you. Hey, you can be like a center of attraction, especially when you're youth. So I prefer Western.
Sometimes you can wear traditional clothes whenever they are needed. Like in some occasion, the occasion of today's 15 December, people are wearing that T-shirt which was designed for these specific days. I think also traditional clothes can be wear whenever they are needed. You can also wear Western clothes also because these are the common clothes which people are using.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Washington, this is VOA News. A suicide bomber targets a European police in Kabul, and a suicide bomber kills two Saudi border guards. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. A suicide car bomber has targeted a European Union police vehicle in Kabul, killing one passerby but not hurting any of the passengers. However, five people nearby were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. This witness and nearby shopkeeper tells us what he witnessed. He says he was sitting in his shop when he suddenly a horrible explosion happened. Said right after the explosion, human flesh and car debris landed on us. I came out on the street and saw some people wounded and a vehicle destroyed. The European police training mission said the bomber struck near its headquarters on the eastern outskirts of Kabul Monday afternoon. Saudi officials say a suicide bomber has killed two border guards and wounded a third in an attack near the Iraqi border. The Interior Ministry said the attack early Monday in Arar began with the bomber and another terrorist shooting at a border patrol. The guards returned fire, killing one person before the bomber detonated his explosions. Meanwhile, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack.
Sierra Leone on Sunday introduced new Ebola screening measures at the Freetown International Airport after two workers apparently contracted the virus. A government spokesman said the measures are intended to reassure the public that Sierra Leone's airports continue to respect the standard operating procedures for enhanced cleaning for all airport staff and passengers. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Maritime officials say the eight crew members of a ship that capsized and sank off the coast of Scotland are presumed dead. Authorities said Monday the search for the crew of the Cyprus-registered cement carrier Sempjord has been called off. The ship carried seven Polish crew members and one Filipino. A spokesman for the German shipping company Bries said investigators would look for abnormalities, but the only irregularity seems to have been severe weather. Search and recovery teams took advantage of calmer seas Monday to expand the hunt for wreckage and victims of a passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea on December 28th. However, officials say the underwater current at the site of what is believed to be the main wreckage is still too strong for the divers there. Henry Bang Bang Solisto is the chief of the National Search and Rescue Agency. He says the diving team, including the Russian divers, still cannot dive. Only two divers managed to dive since the underwater current is so strong. They are all now on standby. Meanwhile, the search continues its ninth day. Former Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian has left prison today on medical parole after several years due to declining health. Mr. Chen has served less than a third of his prison term. Ralph Jennings reports from Taipei.
Taiwan's ex-president Chen Shui-bian left prison Monday for his family's home in South Taiwan. He was 6 years into a 20-year sentence for bribery, money laundering, and other corruption-related charges. His lawyer, Shi Yilin, said he had developed severe depression and incontinence, among other ailments. When in office from 2000 to 2008, Mr. Chen made a name for distancing self-ruled Taiwan from China, which claims the island as its own. In 2009, a court convicted Mr. Chen of graft-related charges involving $20 million, making him Taiwan's first ex-president to serve time for crimes in office. Mr. Chen disputes all charges, calling them part of a political plot. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
A suicide car bomber in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu Sunday killed at least four people and wounded several others in an attack that apparently targeted a U.S.-trained force. The security minister said the attack in the Waberi district near the international airport. He said officials knew the attack was pending and the blast took place during a pursuit of a vehicle. Al-Shabaab is the group that claimed responsibility for that attack. The new U.S. Congress convenes on Tuesday with Republicans controlling both House of Representatives and the Senate. The incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Sunday that just because Americans voted for a divided government, it does not have to mean gridlock. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Victoria Eleison, Miaka Namilele, King Keter, Le Roi Lion, Sarbateba Mona Mopanzi, Mbula Manoka, Matangama Kitate. jungle.
Mama ya banana ngai, toki tisa mitema ye bakozwa na mokile pona motote yawe. Bazo abatika yango. Nae tumba monene tozali na yango bibomba e bomba kasekele ya nyumba ya kwetwe olinga kate bato baso ba e baketo sanga nkoba kwa limba kanda kona yete ya yena mukili moto no sabota matempo wa mai.
Oh,
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
Somehow Western, somehow traditional. Yeah, anything goes.
I prefer wearing traditional clothing to church than Western clothing as casual.
You know, it depends on the environment where you are in. You know, well, for me, actually, I'm a fashionista because I love. At time, actually, depends where you wear your clothes. At time, actually, it might be you're going for like marrying ceremonies or something, then you need to wear in your culture. And there are some other occasions where, like, if you're going for clubbing, you don't need to wear this one for your culture. Then you need to wear in a different way, yeah.
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youth, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yeah.
lo monta gatelli. Un monte da telefono busso con le mina gatelli. Un giallo monta gatelli. Un monte da telefono busso con le mina gatelli.
VOAAfrica.com.
Voice of America's news are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com, the trusted source for news and information.
C'est toujours lui, l'éditeur de la prolongation. On apprécie le vrai bonheur après l'avoir perdu. Merdite, Zouzou.
heating up the nights and cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Beauty man, beauty. VOA.
ምንም ነገር ልሁን
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Safe disposal of household garbage is important to protect everyone's health. Flies, rats, and other dangerous scavengers are attracted to trash piles. Rainwater can pool there and breed insects that spread diseases like malaria. Other dangers can develop too. To prevent this, proper disposal of garbage is very important. Do not burn anything plastic, since that can foul the air. Clean, keep, and store plastics, as well as other items that can be reused. For other solid waste, talk with others and pick a site for a communal pit. Make layers of trash and soil until it is filled. Then mark the area so people don't try and use it for another purpose.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Thank you. try to endure the view. How long can you get by telling lies? I do it all the time, expecting something for nothing.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
Anin kaina, anin matoko go ginifo, anin kaina. Anin kaina, anin matoko go ginifo, ya dino, anin kaina. Anin kaina, waisa wani no zara meize. Anin kaina, pani maika deise bube. Anin kaina, bube kaina yango koka. Anin kaina, pani maika deise pate. Aho wala pati mali wali ye miniga. Anini kaina, anini motu kogo minifo.
Bani mintu malhan, they said.
What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youth, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay. But not on day-to-day, everyday life. They look to be, everyone will look at you. Hey, you can be like a center of attraction, especially when you're youth. So I prefer Western.
Sometimes you can wear traditional clothes whenever they are needed. Like in some occasion, the occasion of today's 15 December, people are wearing that T-shirt which was designed for this specific days. I think also traditional clothes can be wear whenever they are needed. You can also wear Western clothes also because these are the common clothes which people are using.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Bébé Matou au meilleur de sa forme. Tant pis pour les jaloux.
Mbibambi tene pirasuga gunziga we mama. Anda kangba na tere simbi simbi nga pere mawae. La nina tia de a tia djan tiringbi la swala te kofi plasoko. Ti moninge na tere simbi nga ndogo. Neli kute sa
Mokete kongo patu Moke pika nakane Moba motende Mboso abakiyo Kege mamo na me Ake pupa na misa la rape La niso mekete kongo Samba moke li sese
Chupe Kumbeji Sale Malion Abu
Washington, this is VOA News. Former Taiwan President Chen is granted medical parole, and in Cameroon, schools reopen without students. I'm Francis Alonso reporting from Washington. Former Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian has been granted a medical parole for treatment of several ailments nearly 6 years into his 20-year prison sentence for corruption. Taiwan's Justice Ministry said Monday that an independent medical team will treat Mr. Chen for severe depression, suspected Parkinson's disease, and other ailments that could not be treated in prison. He must return to prison in as little as a month if health exams find him fit. Mr. Chen went on trial shortly at the end of 2000 to 2008. He was convicted in 2009 of graft-related charges involving $20 million, making him Taiwan's first ex-president to serve time for crimes in office. Search and recovery teams took advantage of calmer seas Monday to expand the hunt for wreckage and victims of a passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea on December 28. However, officials say the underwater current at the site of what is believed to be the main wreckage is still too strong for divers there. Henry Bongbong Solisto is the chief of the National Search and Rescue Agency. He says the diving team includes Russian divers, however, cannot still dive. Only two divers managed to dive, but since the underwater current is so strong, they're all now on standby. The search is now in its ninth day. Unrest on the border with Nigeria has disrupted the education of thousands of young people in Cameroon. Many Cameroonian schools on the border in Nigeria's Borno state have remained closed as others opened Monday. This is VOA News. A suicide car bomber has targeted a European Union police vehicle in Kabul, killing one passerby, however not hurting any of the passengers. Five other people were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The European Police Training Mission said the bomber struck near its headquarters on the eastern outskirts of Kabul Monday afternoon. This witness, a nearby shopkeeper, says that describes what he saw. He says he was sitting in his shop and suddenly a horrible explosion happened. Right after that explosion, human flesh and car debris landed on us. I came out on the street and saw some people wounded and a vehicle was destroyed. Meanwhile, Kabul has been hit by a high number of attacks in recent weeks as Taliban insurgents target government, military, and foreign installations. Saudi officials say a suicide bomber has killed two border guards and wounded a third in the attack near the Iraqi border. The Interior Ministry said the attack early Monday in Arar began when the bomber and another terrorist shooting at a border patrol. The guards returned fire, killing one person before the bomber detonated his explosives. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has promised the Iraqi government more help to fight the Islamic State militants. Mr. Abbott made the pledge Monday during a previously unannounced visit to Iraq. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
On Monday, Tony Abbott made his first visit as Australia's Prime Minister to Baghdad and has promised his counterpart, Haider al-Abadi, that Canberra would do what it could to help defeat Sunni militants who've seized large parts of Iraq and neighbouring Syria. Mr. Abbott says the Iraqi people continue to be oppressed.
Iraq is a country which has suffered a very great deal. Most recently, the tumult, the dark age, which has descended upon northern Iraq as a result of the Daesh death cult.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Sierra Leone on Sunday introduced new Ebola screening measures at the Freetown International Airport after two workers apparently contracted the virus. A government spokesman said the measures are intended to reassure the public that Sierra Leone's airports continue to respect the standard operating procedures for enhanced cleaning for all airport staff and passengers. The spokesman added that a five-day Ebola lockdown in the northern region, which is to have officially ended on New Year's Day, had been extended because it's yielding positive results in terms of helping to control the spread of the virus. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
We'll be right back.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
Somehow Western, somehow traditional. Yeah, anything goes.
I prefer wearing traditional clothing to church than Western clothing as casual.
You know, it depends on the environment where you are in. You know, well, for me, actually, I'm a fashionista because I love... At time, actually, depend where you wear your clothes. At time, actually, it might be you are going for like, marrying ceremonies or something, then you need to wear in your culture. And there are some other occasions where, like, if you're going for clubbing, you don't need to wear this one for your culture. Then you need to wear in a different way, yeah.
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youths, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
There's no tastier recipe around. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Wanachoania mpesa tu wakiwa madakani.
Ndio.
Watu wamesahau hadi Mungu kwa sababu ya pesa. Sioni sasa kama huko mbinguni mtaenda kutesa. Hata shima inapungua pale watu wanapogundua kwamba wewe una rea afu madeni yanakusumbua
na kucheka.
Ndoa nyingi sana zimeshavunjika. Na hii inatokana na mtu pale unapovisika. Jamani hapa duniani roho peke yake ndio kitu cha zamani. Sasa makadasi tu wala msizipe nafasi. Popote unapokwenda ndio zinachukua nafasi. Mimi naondoka zangu. Faida mmekumbuka mama unilipe deni langu.
Of the continent where it all got started on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Ana qalbi li انا روحي فيك
من كتر حبي بخاف عليك
انا قلبي ليك انا روحي فيك
من كتر حبي بخاف عليك
ولو بعيد شايفك العين
قلت بقول اغين
ولو بعيد شايفاك بالعين وان قلت اقول اغين
ولو فرحان او كنت حزين هتلاقيني
حاسبين
قلبي كان ملوش مكان جنبك حبيبي حس بأمان
عيش بهواك ومصدقك دايما بشوقي مستنياك ومهما طال مشواري معاك
كل السنين يا حبيبي فداك
ومهما طال مشواري معاك
كل السنين يا حبيبي فداك
ما يهمنيش طول ما انا وياك
المهم اتشاف بعيني
Sweeter than honey and less than half the calories, the African music mix. African music mix on the Voice of America.
avanina ni maraventa amara paji ni mapopa avanina ni maraventa
is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Good personal hygiene is important to protect you, your family, and your community. More than 5,000 children die every day from diarrhea and stomach disorders caused by the bacteria found in human waste. People get sick when these bacteria are spread from person to person on their hands or clothing. But there are things you can do to help stop the spread of infection. Try to relieve yourself far away from where you cook, eat, and store food. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water after using the latrine. And keep cuts and scrapes clean and covered until they're healed. It is important to you and your family to understand the threat of diseases that can be spread by human waste and avoid them by staying clean.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm laughing at my shadow. They say I need to seek professional help before I jump through the window. Pour the car for my dog. Made my kids sleep in a cage. I hear the world in the name of God, so I can claim I am the only sage. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. Terrified by the sight of a god, still I could sleep in a lion's den. I used heavy rocks to build a boat, something I had done since I was 10. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. I'm afraid of the dark. Still I can't face the light. I should have known from the start this bill wasn't right. This bill wasn't right for me. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. Terrified by the sight of a ghost, still I could sleep in a lion's den. I used heavy rocks to build a boat, something I hadn't done since I was 10, yeah. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream.
I wish my past would fade away. I hope for a new day. I wish my past would fade away. I hope for a new day. I wish my past. There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Africa,
All aboard for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
VOA's Africa Music Mix, the best music.
Agine, agine. Amontate ne kana kasabio. Agine, agine. Abisau, anya pubis. Amontate ne kana foronta. Ai, Guiné, 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 oh, que é de mim. E pena a mim um som, minha Guiné, se corpo tá sapado, papadas, papadas. Arapati, babo, sel, um som, babo, consolança. E pena a mim um som, minha missa, se corpo tá sapado, papadas, papadas.
Apati babo sel kunsom som babo kunsom babo lembra di me sempre.
And now another song reflecting the views of the African music mix on the Voice of America. Mm-hmm.
Out on important questions. The question today:
do you prefer wearing traditional clothing or Western clothing?
I have to love my traditional wear, but especially with the youths, we love Western clothing. But when there are occasions like traditional marriages, cultural galas, traditional wears are okay. But not on day-to-day, everyday life. They look to be, everyone will look at you. Hey, you can be like a center of attraction, especially when you're youth. So I prefer Western.
Sometimes you can wear traditional clothes whenever they are needed. Like in some occasion, the occasion of today's 15 December, people are wearing that t-shirt which was designed for this specific days. I think also traditional clothes can be wear whenever they are needed. You can also wear Western clothes also, because these are the common clothes which people are using.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Don't be, 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 don be banyo wanu uye mbagal but je abi podul je mi chibe inale mabubi mama maloji be
yene yene
kane mi bilem tonda mayagal yene mahongol masi mabud ma mama bumala mafila matabe muwe
ishaga tiga honga den marapta hata wakana wakana ishaga tiga honga den marapta hata wakana wakana Guri khawa gora tagin hadi fagesi aderin kuda hadonti wahanu modai jael ka halayo merki was na hega el viola an ahai wahanu modai tekala halay merki of na hega yer yer o tere nai
African Music Mix, right here on the Voice of America.
Yeah, 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 y